It's 2:11 here on WTOP. Anonymous. Perhaps you've heard of it. It is a loosely knit group of hackers that chooses targets and attacks them online. The latest organization in its crosshairs is ISIS.
Cyber warfare advisor David Gewertz joins us on Skype to talk about the group, its self-styled mission, and what it may or may not accomplish. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Anonymous promises a web-based battle against ISIS. What would that look like?
Well, I think we should separate out web-based from the formula. It's an internet-based battle, and these organizations operate across the internet, and the internet is different from the web. The web is essentially your browser and your application, where the internet is the plumbing, and they're working across all levels of the plumbing to try to curtail ISIS's activity. And you got to understand that ISIS is unusual in how they have adopted digital technology, from everything from recruiting to their propaganda engine to they actually have a help desk and a worldwide international help desk where their members can connect in and get help with configuring their computers and doing encryption and all of those sorts of things. So if this vigilante group Anonymous can impact that, then, you know, even though they're doing things that are kind of illegal, you got to sort of cheer for them at the same time.
Have any of the previous attacks by Anonymous done a whole lot of damage?
Yeah, actually, they have. They've knocked out a considerable number of the Twitter accounts from ISIS, which may sound silly. We're talking about Twitter, right? But you got to understand that, again, Twitter has been used in nation-state communications, in revolutions, in the Arab Spring. It has become a very, very important communication mechanism, and the ability to terminate those accounts and to curtail propaganda and recruiting is relatively big. It's not nearly as big as scooping everybody up and, you know, arresting them and putting them in jail, obviously, but it is cutting off their communications channels, and that is one of the first doctrines in war fighting, is cut off communications.
You know, the logo for Anonymous is a headless leader in front of a UN-like emblem. And while a lot of folks may cheer particular goals of the group, some are worried by it. How do you see it?
Well, you know, anytime you have a militia, a volunteer force that doesn't have leadership that picks its own missions, you kind of wonder and you kind of worry. I mean, the fact is that Anonymous has done illegal activities. They have targeted legitimate operations. But they're also, in many cases, going after, you know, the enemy of, you know, your enemy and my enemy. Great. You know what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not even going to try that right now. Not enough coffee.
That's okay.
The point is that they're going after the same people that we need to go after in this instance. And so to that end, they can be helpful, but, you know, they also might interrupt existing operations that are also, you know, being targeted by our governments and by law enforcement and by international law enforcement and so forth. So they could get in the way, but they might also accomplish something at the same time. And that is actually the interesting paradox of Anonymous, in that, mm-hmm. you know, you're talking about a large number of people who are bringing either small skills or substantial skills to a fight, and they're taking that fight out into the field regardless of whether governments are supporting it or not. Mm-hmm. And they may have an impact on people who have clearly become our enemies.
All right, David, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Very much. Very interesting. We appreciate it. Cyber warfare advisor David Gewertz.